The Department of Housing and Urban Development is working to close a loophole that allows college students to live in federally subsidized housing. Sometimes those who live in Section 8 housing are students on full athletic scholarships. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Although it's home to more than 60,000 residents, Iowa City is clearly a college town. The University of Iowa is by far the city's largest employer. Its 1,900-acre campus sits in the heart of the city. And if you needed another reminder, more than 70 fiberglass statues of Herky the Hawkeye, the school's mascot, stand on street corners around town. But Iowa City also has a need for federally subsidized housing. More than 2,000 families are currently on the waiting list, waiting to get into some place like here, the Pheasant Ridge Apartments. Gardeners trimmed the shrubs and cut the grass around the 30 low-rise apartment buildings at Pheasant Ridge. Nibras Elnor, who's lived here for 3 years, says many of the rent-subsidized apartments here are occupied by athletes from the University of Iowa.
This building over here is the University of Iowa football team. And then there's some basketball and volleyball team in the other far of Pheasant Ridge area.
Pheasant Ridge is owned and operated by a private company as Section 8 Public Housing. Tenants pay rent on a sliding scale depending on their income. An investigative report by the Des Moines Register found that about half of the 248 apartments here are occupied by students, but they're not all athletes. Jamie Castens, who was helping a friend move out of her apartment, says students who live here have little or no income, and that cash is especially short for athletes on scholarship.
As far as I understand, they can't work a scholarship athlete, and you know, if they don't come from a rich family with a large income, parents can't afford houses for them. They can't afford, especially downtown Iowa City, that's really expensive. Some people's, like, athletics is how they get to school, and so, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. There's plenty of apartments here.
Members of the Iowa football team who live at Pheasant Ridge declined to talk on tape. One said the story was splitting hairs. Another said the coaches had told them not to speak to the media. Scholarship athletes routinely live in federally subsidized housing, not just here in Iowa City, but also in other college towns, such as State College, Pennsylvania, home to Penn State, and Lincoln, home to the University of Nebraska. It's perfectly legal. In 1995, the Department of Housing and Urban Development adopted a rule intended to encourage people receiving housing assistance to move toward economic self-sufficiency. The new rule said that scholarships, financial assistance, and student stipends would not be counted as income that would make someone ineligible for public housing. Students, especially scholarship athletes, soon realized that regardless of their family's income level, they could live almost rent-free. Jim Kane of Iowa's Coalition for Housing and the Homeless says students are taking housing intended for truly needy, low-income families. He's called on the university to take a stand and discourage the practice.
They have a responsibility to provide them with affordable housing that does not take away from the affordable housing stock of the permanent residents who live there.
Following the investigation by the Des Moines Register, Iowa Senator Tom Harkin wrote a letter to HUD asking it to close the loophole. HUD officials say they're looking into changes to the program to make sure it helps those it was intended to serve. Philip Jones, dean of students at the University of Iowa, says he's known of students living in subsidized housing for decades. He says students with resources should leave public housing to those who really need it. But he believes the majority of the students receiving federal housing assistance are needy themselves.
There are an awful lot of youngsters who are on athletic scholarships who come from poverty backgrounds also. So I think it's not something you can lump into one category based on the headline from one report. The system isn't broken.
Some of the athletes on scholarship may be needy when they move into Pheasant Ridge, but not when they move out. The best-known resident last year was Robert Gallery, Iowa's outstanding left tackle. He moved out recently after being selected number 2 in the NFL draft by the Oakland Raiders. His signing bonus is expected to be at least $15 million. Greg Allen, NPR News.